The man who really needs no introduction is Wayne Massingham with Wayne's 4x2, our regular entertainment segment here on the Thursday Daily. It's four entertainment reviews, 2 minutes each. All you need to know about what you can see, hear and stream and to do in this big city of ours. Wayne, what have you got for us for number one this week?
Okay, first off the rank is a show just finished recently called P-Valley. This is a really, really great show. I can highly recommend. It's on Stan, 8 episodes in all, the first season. It's a drama created by Katori Hall, based on a play that she did. This is all about various workers at a strip club in Mississippi in the deep south of America called The Pink. It's just a really, really fascinating, well-written, richly crafted drama. All about their personal lives and their struggles. Really, really great characters, all very different, all from different backgrounds, mostly all African-American. So it's dealing with the politics of the area and also the personal lives of these really great characters. It's really, really beautifully shot, even in the strip club itself, like the way they film the various scenes is really, really beautiful, and it has a really, really great soundtrack as well, mainly rap and hip-hop, but just for some really great choices. So thoroughly enjoyable. Also, Katori Hall, who's a woman, employed 8 different women to direct each episode as well, so there's another angle there. Just a really, really great drama. Thoroughly enjoyed this one.
Yeah, great. It sounds like an amazing setting as well. It's wonderful to see these types of series exploring such unique and different settings in this sort of modern world of streaming.
Yeah, no, definitely. And it sort of contrasts well with the seedy sort of glamour, in a way, of the Pink. And then also when they go to the outside shots, and Mississippi is a very poor state. I think it's rated actually the poorest state in America. So you see that contrast as well. So, really beautifully shows off that area very authentically.
Yeah, fantastic. And that's available on Stan.
That's on Stan, yep. 8 episodes, and there will be a second season if you enjoyed the first one.
Sounds great. What have you got for us next?
Number two is a film watched this week, the really, really fine film called Time. This is a documentary. It's available on Prime Video. It was a big hit at Sundance earlier this year and then was bought for Amazon for their platform. This is a documentary directed by Garrett Bradley. It follows a woman called Fox Ridge, who basically is trying to extricate her husband from jail. They both actually committed a bank robbery in Louisiana in about 1999. But she plea bargained she got a 3-year sentence. But he didn't, and they gave him the maximum sentence of 60 years. So they're not sort of saying that they didn't deserve jail time, but it's really a battle because they have 6 children, where she's basically raised 6 children by herself, while her husband, is basically denied ever getting out. So it doesn't go in so much the legal drama. It's more about the personal lives of how she sort of managed to get by and how she's sort of still struggling to do without her husband. She actually filmed over 100 hours of black and white home videos through the years, showing the children growing up. And that's sort of spliced together with the director's current film. And she did it in black and white as well. So it really comes across beautifully, the whole thing in black and white. It's just a great film about person's lives. And also, I guess, some of the draconian sentences handed down in the U.S. Justice system.
What an interesting one. And again, exploring some of these sort of topics that we're privileged to be able to see in entertainment these days with all the different platforms and all the different content coming at us. What's next with number 3?
So that's Time. And number 3, an album came out a little while ago, but I thought it was worth still discussing. It's the debut solo album from Matt Berninger, Serpentine Prison. Obviously, he's most famous as the lead singer of the National, who have been a steadfast rock band, very popular band for a long time. This is his first solo album. It was actually produced by the legendary Booker T. Jones and was recorded mainly in California and some other studios around the US, but mainly in Venice, California. 10 songs in total. And if, I guess if you're a fan of The National, which I'm a huge fan.
Me too.
This should come across as another great one. I love Berninger's voice. It's just a deep, resonant, smoky feeling that, does a lot of good things for me. And this obviously comes across here. I'd say it's a quieter, more laid back than the National songs, but still very, very, very good. It's a pity the National were supposed to be coming out back in March. So two weeks out, they had to cancel, and they postponed till this month, and they've had to cancel again. So unfortunately, we won't get to see them maybe for a little while. But if you're a fan of the great voice of Matt, this I think will definitely hold you over.
Sounds like a great one. Yeah, love that deep baritone voice, and sort of one of the few, like Nick Cave and a few others, that are really celebrated for that deep singing. A lot of our singers seem to be lauded for these high pitched and really powerful voices, but the deep notes are beautiful as well.
Oh, they definitely are. And I'm more of a higher pitched fan. That's my favourite singers in that way. But yeah, I mean, if you hear Nick Cave or Matt Berninger, their voices are so powerful that it's very, very easy to love them.
Okay, and what's last for us for this week's 4x2?
Number four is I want to end on something very lighthearted but incredibly funny. It's a new show on Netflix. It's called Auntie Donna's Big Old House of Fun. I wasn't really familiar with these guys, but it was highly recommended through Netflix. So there's six half-hour episodes. The three guys involved are Mark Bonanno, Broden Kelly, and Zachary Ryan, three Australians. They formed this Auntie Donna back in 2011 when they met at the University of Ballarat. So I've been reading a bit about their history. They've got 300,000 subscribers on YouTube. They've performed at Melbourne Comedy Festival, Adelaide Fringe, Edinburgh. And now Netflix is giving them a series, and this is just hilarious. I was killing myself laughing watching this. It's basically just the three of them sit up in a house. I think it was all filmed in LA. Ed Helms is one of the executive producers. And it's just a sketch comedy, but it's just really bizarre, really strange. Just goes different places you don't expect, but just totally hilarious. And there's a scene or a sketch in the second episode taking off Ellen DeGeneres. And I had to sort of calm myself down. It was that funny. So if you want a really good laugh, something that's a bit different, very Australian but beautiful, is Auntie Donna's Big Old House of Fun.
I've actually seen a couple of episodes of that myself. I sort of walked into the lounge room and my housemate was watching it, and I thought to myself, what is this? What am I watching here? This absurdist humour, but really, really playful and super funny, as you say.
Oh, absurd is the perfect word for it. Sometimes you're going, what the hell is going on here? But it's outright funny, and it's really great. Three great Australian comedians I didn't know a lot about, but now I definitely do.
Fantastic. Wayne, thank you so much for joining us again for another great 4x2.
Okay, Steph. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.